Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
come to the desert of Sinai. They
don't come to Sinai.
Yeah.
And in turn, it's going to take care of Yahweh's business, right?
Right.
Verse
Number three. Come on.
Verse three.
Yes, ma'am.
You therefore endure hardness.
He said you gotta endure hardness. Now let's hold that point.
You got
any more readers over there?
Yeah.
Sister Yolanda, you wanna do some reading today?
Yeah, feel good.
All right, what about you, sis?
Just feel Big General.
All right, Big General.
You need all he can get.
So let's run to, he said you got to endure this thing. Let's run to the book of Matthew, Big General Israel of Daniel Royce. How long you got to endure this thing?
Exodus 19:1 through 8, right?
Let's run to the book of Matthew 24. Big General, Joab of Israel. Matthew 24, verse 12 through 14.
Matthew 24.
Keep up that way.
Verse 12 through 14. Look how long you got to do this thing.
Verse 12 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yes, sir.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
They say because iniquity. And iniquity is just another word for sin, right? So because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13, come on.
13.
Yes, sir.
But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
So you got to take this thing how far? You got to take it all the way, right? You got to take it to the end. Verse 14. And when will the end be? Verse 14.
14.
Yes, sir.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the words for a witness unto all nations, and then shall them... the end comes.
He said this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world, and then shall the end come. So we got to endure this thing until Yahweh returns or until he shed us down.
That's right.
2 Timothy 2, verse number 3 through 5. Mother dear Israel, see you wrote. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 through 5.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
You therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahweh's word.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am. No man or woman that wars. Now let's see Chronicles chapter 10. Peter that verse 4-6. 2 Timothy, 2 Chronicles, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4-6.
There, my grandbaby, y'all there? All right.
Verse 4. Mm-hmm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not flesh.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,
but mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of strongholds.
So he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of strongholds.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Casting down mindset.
Go ahead.
And
every high
thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Yahweh.
We find out what the knowledge of Yahweh was, right? What was the knowledge of Yahweh? What did we read was the knowledge of Yahweh? Well, did we just read the knowledge of Yahweh was? And now got two
seven. I got something.
All right, see ya, come on.
Let me pull a precept out there, the knowledge of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Let me see if I pull a precept out. Let's go to 2 Corinthians there, Mother D of Israel. Let me see if I get a make it mother hey, Mother E. Mother E, pull this out, Mother E. I wanna get what is the knowledge of Yahweh. Let's see, can we get a precept out of that? Let's run to 2 Corinthians. We're looking for a precept of the knowledge of Yahweh that we can read. How about look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. What is the knowledge of Yahweh that we want to throw some in there? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. What is it, M.O.B.? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what the knowledge of Yahweh is. The knowledge of Yahweh, my grandbabies. Y'all got it, grandbabies? Y'all got it? Y'all got 2 Corinthians 4-6? One, write it down, one, turn the page. Y'all double dust. You know how you double dust that rope? You know how you double dust that rope? Let's double dust this Bible. Right. Same way you double dust that robe out there on that sidewalk, that's double dusted Bible. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. We're looking for some knowledge. 4-6. Yeah, are you there, grandbabies? All right, great. You're here by then. He said what? Take.
Yahweh,
Here the light of the knowledge of the greatness of Yahweh in the face of Yahweh the Son.
So now, this knowledge has become the light. Huh? Now, so now we smelling on something. Now it become the light, huh? So now who's the light? 8 verse 12, St. John, Mother Eve. Now let's find out about who the light is. So if you keep on preaching up in your Bible, it'll tell off on it.
It'll make it plain.
Now go to 8 verse 12 of St. John, and we can run down this knowledge. So you got this knowledge, that means your light is shining. And that means the light of what is shining in 8 verse 12 of St. John. So what light is shining in 8 verse 12? What light is shining there, Mother E? And Big General had me in the 14th chapter. Huh? Well, now, and all the way over to the gospel part, 3. Mark, Matthew's. In that area. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. All right. Help the grandbabies out there, Big General. They're trying to get with it. There you go. That's what it's all about. When you leave here, you leave with more knowledge than you came in with. Now we're gonna run that light down. What that light says in 8 verse 12 there. Mother Eve. Backed up with the Big General. Big Joab in the 12th chapter verse of St. John, verse 35 is all about making it plain. 35 and 46. Well, grandma got y'all. She said, I got them. I got these grandbabies. I got them.
You gave me John 24.
St. John, 12. You got 12, Big General. You got 12, 35, and 46. One, write it down. You write it down, and she, and other grandbaby found it in the Bible. Y'all double touching that book. You write it down. Whatever you hear, you write down.
Verse
35 and 46.
And
46. Mm-hmm. Come on,
Mother E. John, chapter 8, verse 12. Then speak Yahweh the Son again unto him. Faith. I am the light of the world. He that follow me.
So that knowledge, that light is who? Yahweh the Son. See that? Come on, Big General. Chapter 12.
Verse 35.
Make it 36.
Verse
36. And 46.
Mm-hmm. 36. Where ye have light, believe in the light.
Yep.
That ye may be the children of light.
So the only way you're going to be a children of light, you got to believe in the light, right?
Yeah.
So you got to believe in the light. Now who is the light is now? 46. Now hammer home the light.
46. I am come a light into the world.
I'm the one that's the light in the world. He said, believe. So if y'all believe in me, you're all right. So that's who you believe in. Don't believe. Don't worry about nobody. Make sure you got me right. Huh? You got something?
Yeah.
What you got, A.B. or baby? What you got?
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
One grandbaby, write it down, the other turn to the page. There you go. Y'all double dust that book. Like you out there on that rope out there on the sidewalk. You know how you take that rope and double dust that rope on the sidewalk.
We already did that,
A.B.?
Yeah.
All right, hallelujah. Come on, brother, y'all die, Israel.
All right,
at 5 and 6. Let's see what's going on. We found out that Yahweh has taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight, right? We found out the weapons of our warfare are not comfortable. They might increase Yahweh to the pulling down the stronghold.
Yeah.
Verse 5 and 6, what's going on?
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Tell me what book you mean.
2 Corinthians, chapter
10, verse 5. Looking at the index, one do one thing, one do the other.
2 Corinthians,
that was up that book.
Chapter 10, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh.
We found out the knowledge of Yahweh. We ran that down, the seer ran that down, preached that down to, we gave it to Yahweh the Son, right? Go here, yeah.
Work with it, grandbaby. Work with it, grandbaby.
And bringing into the captivity.
Bring into captivity, go ahead.
Every thought to the obedience of Yahweh the Son.
Verse number 6. What are we going to be ready to do?
Verse 6, mm-hmm. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience,
mm-hmm.
when your obedience is fulfilled.
So he said, you gotta be having your justice in order.
Hallelujah.
You gotta have your justice in order. You let your light shine. Right?
And his Bible beat the meaning out you, too. He said, his Bible beat the meaning out you. Go ahead.
What about that sanctivity, Mother D of Israel? 2 Timothy 2, 3
through
5, and
don't bring the sin in. Come on, bro. Y'all dang, you rolling.
I'm good, see
ya. Hallelujah, y'all rolling. He rolling.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5, verse 3.
Uh-huh.
You therefore endure hardness as a good soldier,
mm-hmm.
of Yahweh's
Son. So you gotta endure this thing. You gotta endure the tough moments.
That's right.
When they look like all things that were against you. You gotta endure that thing. Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
One man and woman that wars entangle themselves with the affairs of this life.
So he said, if you're a warrior on Yahweh, you don't get all caught up with what the daily news got to say, right?
Yes.
You don't get caught up with the he say, she say conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know.
That he or she may please him who has chosen them to be a soldier.
So our thing is to please our maker, right?
Yes.
Verse 5, what
did
he say?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And if a man or woman also strive for mastery.
Mastery. That is what you got to get your degree in.
Hallelujah.
Well, master degree, the word of Yahweh is what you need to have that degree in.
Hallelujah.
It will take you all the way into the kingdom. Right?
Hallelujah.
Come on, Mother.
Yet if he or she not crowned except he or she strives for
instruction only.
For
instruction only. Awfully. Yeah. On that note, we're going to bring in the seal. Tell you better see you worry about saying,
hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, well, I can say again, hallelujah, Yahweh. Mo D.F. Israel, you was reading a verse last night, and he was letting you know that if you got this word right, and Yahweh right, he'll beat you down the powder. Can you recall the verse that you was reading that from last night of the Psalms? That Yahweh said, if you got this word, and David, he had to confess. He said, you know, I'm beat them all down the powder. Who was reading that? Either Mother E or Mother D.F. Israel. They were reading that last night about the beat down the paddle. So one, if y'all find it, let me know. But what we're going to do, Big General, we're going to look at something in St. John chapter 15, verse 18. Big General.
What was that,
Tom? Boy, well, I was reading last night. Y'all was reading last night, but that's why you both go back and refer back to your notes.
That's the
15. We're going to 15 verse 18. We're going to 15 verse 18. St. John 15 verse 18. Big general.
St. John,
Big Joel.
Chapter 15 verse
18. Yeah, help him out, look general. Is you helping Big General out? Is you helping him out? Well, you gotta work with him. Sit on that down what he's doing, but you can keep up with him. You gotta keep up with him. You next in line. You gotta keep up with him.
15 verse 18.
Yeah, what it say? 15 verse 18.
If the world hates you.
If the world hates you.
You know that it hated me before it hated you.
So otherwise, if you get hated, yeah, just work on Big Jerry and say what you need me to do. So what it makes the Big Jerry see what he needs you to do.
I want paper.
Okay, he'll get you paper then. So now, he said if the world do what?
If the world hates you.
So, see, listen, if the world hates you, go ahead.
You know that it hated me before it hated you.
All right, so understand it. So now, what do we say behind that, Mother Day of Israel? And James 4:4 down to verse 8, backed up with the Big General of 1 John 2:15-17. What do we tell you about this thing? So wise, you see now, you bring the word to somebody and they hate you for the word. You go with that book. You got that Bible open again. So if they hate you, let's see what Yahweh got written for us to always remember that you must be on the right track. James 4:4 down to verse 8, Big Journal, 1 John chapter 2, 15 down to verse 17, on the right side of the book. Let's see what's going on here.
James chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
4 to 8.
4 to 8. And it reads.
What it read?
You adulterous.
Right.
And adulterous.
Mm-hmm.
Know you not that...
He said, know you not. Listen, grandbabies. Look what he's saying. Listen what he's saying, grandbabies. Listen to this. Listen to grandma bring this out. Listen to this, grandbabies. Well, keep working.
Well, I was looking up and up. Okay. Know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh?
So otherwise, you got the friendship of the world. Oh, Mom, what the world got to offer? Do you know this coming on, that coming on? The world is jumping up and down. Now you just found out a friendship of the world is what?
To
who?
To Yahweh.
So that's all you going to bring me some worldly conversation. Do you know that's envy to our mighty one? Go ahead.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world.
Listen, grandbabies, if you're a friend of the world, all grandbabies.
Is the enemy of Yahweh.
You're an enemy of Yahweh. You're a friend of the world. I'm worried about the world. The world tell you put blonde in your hair and all that kind. Put on all type of blue fingernail polish. You say, the world tell me that. That make me, I'm an enemy to my mighty one. Because he ain't made no mistake the way he made you. He don't made a mistake. If he didn't put that blonde stuff in your head from the and eyelashes on you from the get-go, that means you don't go have them on now. That's worldly stuff. That's not Bible stuff. Go ahead.
Verse 5.
What?
Do you think that the scripture stands in vain?
Uh-huh.
The spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy.
Yeah, the spirit that dwelleth in us is lust to what?
To envy.
To everything that's envy. If you got some little spirit, you always tell you, oh, they too quiet over there. Everything going too good over there. Let me go see now. Shake some things up a little bit. Let me see now. Play a little milkshake over there. Because you're rolling too good. Go ahead and read.
Verse 6.
What?
But he giveth more mercy. Wherefore he said.
Well, what did he say?
Yahweh resists the proud.
So Yahweh resists the proud. If you got a proud, puffed up spirit, arrogance, Yahweh resists all that spirit. Puffed up, arrogant, got the mouth going, no book in your hand. Y'all probably resist all that garbage. Go ahead.
But give his mercy unto the humble.
But he get mercy to who?
To the humble.
So you got to be humble. You got to be humble. The only way Yahweh going to work with you, you got to be humble. What that mean, A.B. of Peter, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, what that mean? Write it down, grandbaby. Work with me, grandbaby. Look in the index. One in the index and one turning pages. Double adjust that Bible. Zechariah 4, verse 8, 4, verse 6, what it say? What it say, A.B. of Peter? 4 verse 6, what it say? I'm coming back with your big general in a second now.
Zechariah, chapter 4.
That's why when you get them all around the table at home, that big general, you got to work them out a little bit on that book. Hey, y'all, come on and sit at the table. Let's work this Bible out a little bit because we're going to class. Let's get this Bible work out, but we'll be a foreigner to you when you get to class. That's the job of the big general.
Hallelujah.
Call the whole family together. Let's work this Bible over a little bit.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
What did it say?
Then he answered and spoke unto me.
What did it say?
Saying,
what?
This is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel. So this is the word that was told to the ones in charge, Zerubbabel. What did he say?
Saying
what? You say this thing, you ain't gonna get no resolve by trying to push and shove nobody around. It ain't gonna be no mic. Ain't gonna be you threading nobody or pushing nobody and talking all that wild smack. It ain't gonna work like that. Go ahead.
Nor by power.
I'm gonna lay hands on you. You can't even breathe to lay hands on somebody. See, it don't work like that if you got the power of Yahweh. Ain't no Yahweh in you. What? How do it supposed to work?
But by my spirit.
Says Yahweh. So this is how this thing going to work. This is how we're going to get our family in order, big general. By the spirit. And what that spirit mean, hold that point, big general. Pull out the spirit in Proverbs 1:23. One grandbaby write it down, and one grandbaby turn to the page. Proverbs 1:23, and grandma watching everything y'all doing. She working with you. And little general is over there with big general, make sure he doing right. Ain't that right, little general? You working with big general? Make sure he doing right over there. Make sure he doing right. Now you got to make sure big general doing right, because you got to take his place one day to come. So you got to make sure he right. So you in the image of big general. So you got to, you a little general. So you got to watch your eyes, keep your eyes on big general. Yeah, we at Proverbs 1:23. Come on, Big Joel, what are we working with? Proverbs 1:23. One grandbaby is writing it down and one is turned to the page. Double judgment. Yeah, we probably find out what kind of spirit got to be in you. 1:23. Yeah, we trying to find what kind of spirit got to be in you. He said, it's not going to be by might. It's not going to be by strength. It's going to be by my spirit. How this thing going to work? The spirit got to be there. That's right, little general. Keep your eye on big general. Keep your eye on big general. Every move he makes, you make sure you remember it. Because one day you're going to do what he's doing. Keep your eye on it.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Now keep your eye on big general. Bird dogging.
23.
Right.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I'm going to pour out my spirit onto you.
I will make known my words unto
you. I'm gonna make known my words unto you. So that's how they're saying. This is how they gonna be taken down through the words.
Yeah.
It don't be by no mic, how fast you can jump and run, and scop and jog at them out. It ain't gonna work like that. You have to know how to get in this Bible and show the word of Yahuwah. That's how this thing gonna work. If you find a ministry that show the word of Yahuwah, now you're made at home. They can show you the word of Yahuwah. See? The word of Yahuwah. And what do the word of Yahuwah say, Moses? What do the word of Yahuwah say in 58 verse 12 through 14, Isaiah? Let's see what the word of Yahuwah say. One grandbaby looking it up and one turned to the page. Y'all double dust that Bible. In little general, you keep your eye on big general. Isaiah 58, 12 through 14. Make sure he's doing right over there. Isaiah 58, 12 through 14, what it say?
Isaiah chapter
58, verse 12 through 14. Mm-hmm.
Verse
12.
And they that shall be, you shall build the old
ways place. And we got to build an old mindset. That old mindset that, you know, if you're white, you're right, and black, get back that. Mm-hmm. We got to take care of that. We got to show that was all folly. Go ahead.
Thus shall raise up the foundation of many generations.
And this word going to raise up how many generations?
Many generations.
You get this word right, you have a meet with the family, let's get some Bible on the table, you'll raise up many generations. Because if you're envy to the world, you're a hater. You don't like your Yahuwah. So put some more time in this Bible, double dust in this book, than watching that one eye Satan. Go ahead.
And thus shall be called the
repair the breach. So if you learn the word, if you help your family, you learn the word, you'll be repair of the breach. That means because this old wicked day called Christmas coming up, got nothing to do with people of the Bible, period. You understand them? All that stuff is just from Satan the devil. You understand it from the pages of the book. The world got that going on. There's going to be no never mind in your household about some Christmas. It ain't got nothing to do with the Bible.
Hallelujah.
That's something made up from Satan the devil to get you off the track of the Bible. But you got to prepare your family for that. Before these days come up, they got to be ready for it. When they come up, they say, okay, big general got us already ready for this right here. They don't mean nothing. Great.
The restore of the past to dwell in.
Uh-huh.
Verse 13.
What?
If you turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
But see, one thing you can't do, you can't turn your foot away from what? That means your foot got to be heading to the Sabbath. Don't turn your foot away from the Sabbath. Turn your foot to the Sabbath day. And that was going on?
Yeah.
Well, what else going on?
Well, I'm doing your...
See, you don't do your pleasure. See, you got your mind already made on what you want to do on the Sabbath day. So that's a violation from Yahuwah.
Right.
It ain't about what you want to do. The Sabbath day is Yahuwah's day.
Right.
You don't set up no traps on the Sabbath day. You get in and keep your mind on him, and you keep you in perfect peace. That's the kind of ministry you want to be in. You don't set up no traps on the Sabbath day. You both put all that to the side and say, look, I want all the Yahuwah I can get. Go ahead, read.
On my righteous day.
Oh, who day is the Sabbath day? Yes, Yahuwah's righteous day.
Yeah.
Huh? Go ahead.
And call the Sabbath day delight.
And you call the Sabbath day a what?
Delight.
A delight. It will be a delight when I bring my family and we hear the word of Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Then we go home and hear some more. I'm going to have you ready every week. We're going to see my family even stronger in the word of Yahuwah. Because I'm going to lead the way. You hear that, big general? Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Come on.
The righteous of Yahuwah, honor.
What? The righteous of Yahuwah is what?
Honor.
Honorable.
Shall honor him
And it's all about honoring who?
Yahweh.
Him. Yahweh. Go ahead.
Not doing their own way.
And you don't do your own way on the Sabbath day.
Not finding their own pleasure.
And you don't find your own pleasure on the Sabbath day.
Not speaking their own words.
And you don't speak your own words. Well, I've been waiting all week to say I'm gonna lay hands on you. I've been waiting all week to tell you that.
Yeah.
Brother, you're speaking your own way. You ain't but 5'4".
Yeah.
You can't even breathe.
Yeah.
Fuck, you'll lay hands on somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read.
Then shall you delight thyself in the Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places.
So Yahweh said, you get me right, I'll get you right. That's what he's saying. If you get me right, I'll take care of the rest of the way. First thing you got to check and see you got me right. You got problems with your body or anything like that, see me. Get me right first. Then I can understand where you're at. Then I'll show you the method how to get out of it. But first thing you got to do is get me right. That's what a man is saying. See, all we got to do is get him right, and then everything will take care of itself. That's the whole thing. Be striving to keep your Yahweh right.
And feed you with the heritage of Yahweh, of Jacob,
mm-hmm.
polluted for Israel,
yeah.
your father,
mm-hmm.
from the mouth of the Yahweh has spoken.
So who's spoken that if you do right, he gonna do double right? Who's saying that? Okay, let's precept that. Big General, I know you're holding everything, Big General. Let's go to Isaiah 54. Come on, grandbaby, stick with me now. Wait with me, grandbaby. I'm looking for your paperwork after class over there. Y'all be working with me now over there. Double dutching. Be even with one hand and double dutching with the other. Now, in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, that Big General, he going to show you what is your reward if you make an effort to get him right. He's going to show you in Isaiah 54. He's going to show you what he's going to do if you kick in. Now, he let you know what he's going to do in Isaiah 54. Let's see what he got going on there, Big General. We in Isaiah 54. Now, we want to know, if I do all this good stuff that he's telling me, then what I got coming? See, that's like a job. You say, if I get my 40 hours in, you mean I can be in a paycheck line?
Yeah.
If you get your hours in, then you go over there and get in the paycheck line.
Yeah, right.
But if you don't get your hours in, don't go to the paycheck line, because you ain't got nothing coming over there. Huh? Well, I'm just going to sleep all week. Now I'm going to get in the paycheck line. What you over here for? What you over in the paycheck line for? You didn't put no hours in. So the first thing we got to make sure we put some hours in, then we go on to the paycheck line. So I won't say, Yahweh, I want you to bless my family. It's okay, I will do it. But first thing you got to do is get me right. Huh? Let me see what I want. What do I know? What do I want? I know I said it, but I know a mouth can say anything.
You said Isaiah 54.
Yeah, a mouth can say anything, but what I want. Can anybody pull me off? Mouth said that. I want what you got coming if you get to Yahweh right. That's what I want to find out. I want to know what you got coming. That's what I want to know. If you get to Yahweh right, what do we look forward to have coming? That's what I want to find out. Who gonna help me out on that? Who gonna help me out that we can read? If you get your Yahweh right, what you got coming? Now, who in class is gonna help me out to find out if I get my Yahweh right, what do I got coming that I can read? Now, who gonna help me out? Now, who gonna help me out? I want to read. If I do Yahweh's business, I want to read what I got coming. But you know, like last night we read about, we can't be exactly going to be Teflon. We ain't got nothing coming being Teflon. We got the sweat and all that. Remember that last night? So what I want to know from the Bible, if I go all out the meat from Yahweh, what he got written that I got coming that I can read? Now, who will help me out? Because I'm struggling. But we know it's there. Yeah. So who will help me out that what we can read? If I get my Yahweh right, what do I can just go to the Bible and look right down at and say, oh, that what I got coming? I ain't going to telegraph none of it. Now, somebody got, like Nebuchadnezzar, got to come clean now. Now, all them notes you got is trying not to come clean. Now, what can I read? If you do right by the Almighty, what did he tell those seer that they got coming? As a matter of fact, you know why we know he told the seer? Big General, read Amos 3, verse 7. We're going to stall for a minute. Amos 3, 7. When we come back to everything. Yeah, 3, verse 7. And read from the chest there, Big General. Let the whole world hear Big General read from the chest.
No more of those clean
things I'm looking for. Maybe when we get Amos 3, verse 7 out the way, if Yahweh want me to have it.
Amos 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 7.
What it say?
Surely Yahweh will do nothing but revealeth his secret unto his servant, the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Which is proof for what word? That we can read. What word is the word prophet is polluted for? Since you said that, Big General, what that word is polluted for, run back to 1 Samuel chapter 9. Let's see what that word is polluted for. When you see the word prophet, it is polluted for what word that you can read? What word that you can read? In 9 verse 9, what word, read exactly the way you said, then you, now if you ever read that word again, you see what it's polluted for, that you can read. 1 Samuel 9, verse 9. Big General.
9, verse 9.
Yeah, read it the way you see it.
9. 1 Samuel 9, verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went up to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spoke. Come and let us go to the seer.
No, what did it say? What the word, but read exactly the way you see it.
Somebody read this exactly.
Yeah, when it comes down to that word you're talking about right there. Yeah. What word you see?
For in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spoke.
What?
Come and let us go to
seer. Let's go to the, but I don't see no seer there. What you see? Know what you see? Do it. No. Okay. Know what it say? Okay, let's go to the seer. Okay, good. Go ahead.
For he that is now called a prophet.
Okay.
Was before time called a seer.
Oh, but the word in for time was what word for prophet? Now, you're saying like it's a question. Now, we need an answer. You're saying like it's a question now. That's the answer there. They said the word that before the word prophet came on the table, what word was there? Help me out there, Big General. Before the word prophet was on the table, what word was there that you can read out of 9-9?
Seer.
Seer. So when I see the word prophet, I'm going to put in what word?
Seer.
Seer. For that one was called in foretime. Now look what it says. Mother Eve, in 30 verse 5 and 6 of Proverbs. Look what it says in 30 verse 5 and 6. All right, don't stay out there too long now, grandbabies. Verse 5 and 6. backed up with Moab, Israel, and Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Yeah, keep it filled up above now. Sister Amanda, right above.
Every word of
Yahweh
is a seal unto them.
Oh, so otherwise Yahweh ain't gonna seal or seal nobody until you do what? Put your trust in him. So otherwise he ain't gonna work with you until you work with him. Without a man's hand. Yeah, I know what's going on with my book. My book is missing a page. That's why I can't get it right. I see why I can't get right. I'm missing pages. I'm missing pages out of my book. The one I can't get right. Wrong. I think everybody act like when I get behind the hammer, it's like everybody, they first day in class now, huh? Yeah, y'all remind me of Brother Chris last week, like the first day in class. Well, that time to see some growth, some pop, some books. Where we at?
Verse 6. And does not.
Stop back on verse 5.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse chapter 30. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Every word of Yahweh is true.
Every word of Yahweh is pure.
He is a seal unto them that put their trust in him.
And he's not going to seal nobody unless you do what first? So if you don't put your trust in him, You so busy worrying about what Doc Cook got to say. He said, look here, you put your trust in me,
yeah.
Right? So that's the key. Well, I'm so busy, I can't sleep. I hope Doc Cook will tell me something when I go in. Huh? All on my mind, well, Doc Cook will tell me.
Yeah.
No, but Yahweh said, do what?
Trust in
him. Go ahead. He said, you don't add nothing to his word.
Yeah.
And if you add to his word, what he said he going to do to you? And what are you going to do?
And
he going to make you a liar. Anytime you add to his word, he going to reprove you. He might not get you today, but he going to get you tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Don't add nothing to his word. So he's going to reprove you, and he's going to make you a what? A liar. So if you can't read your position from this Bible, then where are you getting it from? Now, what is it saying Deuteronomy's mother, D up Israel, verse 4, 1 and 2 of Deuteronomy? What does it say? Four, verse 1 and 2. What does it say?
Deuteronomy
chapter 4,
verses
1
and
2.
Verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, listen, O Israel.
Now, so who do you want the first one to hear this message?
Israel.
That's us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. You want to hear it first.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Until the statutes and until the judgments which I teach you.
That I do what?
That I teach you.
So you got to be in a what kind of ministry?
A teaching ministry.
So you got to be in a teaching ministry. That's where he teach a teaching ministry. Every week you're going to be stronger in a teaching ministry, right?
For to do them.
To do them.
That you may live. And you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giving you.
So Yahweh is saying, hold on, he's saying, listen, when you step out in him and when you believe him, then he'll step out with you. You got to make sure you line up with Yahweh. If you step out in him, he'll step out in you. That's all he's saying. Go ahead.
Verse 2. You shall not add us to the word.
And don't add to the word, because I don't care how your feelings feel. Don't add to the word, Yahweh.
Which I command you.
And that is commandment not to do so.
Neither shall you diminish out from it.
Right.
That you may keep the Torah instructions.
And you got to keep the first five books. Rain, sleet, or snow, keep the first books. Then when you're in a jam, then you got first right to call on him. When you make the effort of keeping him right, he'll make the effort of keeping you right. Go ahead.
Of Yahweh, you're Yahweh, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. This is a commandment. Step out in you, Yahweh, he'll step out in you. You can't just make him as an afterburner, and now you want to get on fire because now the evil genius gonna hit in the household. You got to be prepared for these things like you do everything else. When you pay rent 1 week, 1 month, you got to be get ready to prepare to pay the next month. Is that right? You can't say, well, I don't pay my note this month. Now that I'm all good. Now they say, no, it don't work like that. You got to get prepared for. So when you pay this month, yeah, you got to get prepared or get ready for what?
Yeah.
Next month. Yeah. You see that? You see, that's the way it goes. All the way out. Now you know you don't get no pass all the way out. Then Prophet Jackson's going to come. All the way. So you got to stay where you got to understand this book. You can't put this thing down and think y'all going to respond. You got to make sure you got him right, and then he'll get you right. Big Jim, let's throw a clip to my marker. Okay, Moses, let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Who? Oh, the Big Jim? Oh, okay. Hallelujah, boy. All right. I'm going to clip some of these markers there, Big Jim. We'll clip some mark in first John 2, and we're gonna look at verse 15 down to verse 17. You know, I got more Bibles with pages missing. I want people to deliver taking. They don't know it. Don't. More pages missing. I got to buy another Bible. Yeah, it is missing. Look, this long I can't find them.
First John 2.
Yeah, right. You holding it already?
Verse what?
Remember you was holding on. Okay, well. You know, you was holding, what were you holding, 1 John 2, 15 through 17?
Yeah. 1 John 2, 15 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
Love not the world.
What did it tell you not to do?
Love not the world.
Go ahead.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Okay, and don't love the things that's in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody want to catch all kind of things. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up with that. Keep reading that, Big General. Keep reading that, Big General. We in 1 John 2, 15 through 17.
15. Love not the world,
mm-hmm,
neither the things that are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If any man or woman loveth the world.
If any man or woman love the world,
the love of the Father is not in
you.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
All
that's in the world.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the flesh.
And the lust of the eyes.
And that's all it is.
And the pride.
the Father.
But is of the world.
Is of the world. All that pride spirit. Pride. Backbite. Murmurs. Complainers. That is not of Yahuwah. That's of the world. Always got a, now my phone rings. You on it. Oh, I'm so sorry. What happened? Oh. You see? So that right there, that ain't nothing but a backbiting spirit. Now, I want to go back and I finally found the book that got my what we need. I'll close that door. So I finally come up what I was looking for after I went around the corner about 11 or 12 times. Now, so Yahuwah changed, let's see what he says in that 61 of Mother Z. What he says in 61 verse 7. That's what I want all the time, 61 verse 7. Isaiah 61 verse 7. Would anybody make a nice note of that? You know, they'll come again. See, Yahuwah is trying to let you know for all the stuff that you're going through, what you got coming if you believe what he told the seer. If you believe what he told the seer, when it's all said and done, this is what Yahuwah says in 61 verse 7. Now, is everybody with me now? I'm trying to paint the picture. Isaiah 61, verse 7. I'm painting the picture now.
Isaiah chapter
61,
verse 7.
What it
say?
For your
shame. He shall have double.
Yahuwah said he's going to do what with you for your shame? He's going to double you up. You say, oh, well, you endure this thing and you take care of my business. For your shame, I'm going to do what with you?
Double.
I'm going to give you a double for your what?
Shame.
Go ahead.
And you confusion, thus shall rejoice in thou.
That's your portion.
Portion.
So that's your portion. For your confusion, I'm going to double you up, and you're going to rejoice.
Yes.
That is your portion.
Right.
So that is your portion. If you get me right, I'm going to double you up, right?
Yes.
For your shame, you will have joy, rejoice.
Yes.
That's your portion.
Yes.
You see the man saying?
Yes.
That's your portion. You got me right, I'm going to get you right.
Mm-hmm.
For your shame, I'm going to double you up. That's your portion. So you won't know what you got coming when you do right. He's telling you that. Go ahead and read.
Therefore
now,
in their land,
therefore, because you know you in their land now, right? Because how you know in their land? You got to pay them mortgage or rent, not this month, but next month too. You even got to pay for water. You even got to pay for water. You see the man saying? Go ahead. You mean he said it again? He said when it's all said and done, again you gonna have what?
A double.
So the man gonna double you up. Imagine you was back in the days and you was in a crap game and your dice can only hit 7 and 11 every time. And they're going to let you double up. Is you going to double up?
Yeah.
You're going to double every chance you get, right?
Yeah.
You already know you're going to throw 7 or 11.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, man, you can double up the time you get ready. Oh, yeah? And you already on stack the deck and you got 7 and 11 in your hand all the way.
Yeah, man,
you'll say, okay, I'll double that too. Everything I get, I double it up some more, right?
Yeah.
That's what the man's telling you. If you hold on, do what I tell you, do what you can read. When it's all said and done, I'm going to double you up. Huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
Right, verse 9.
Huh?
Let him get verse 9 in there.
Right. Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, but let me get verse 8. Let me chew on verse 8 some more.
I'm excited.
Come on, keep reading. You got the double?
Double.
And how long?
Everlasting joy.
Wait a minute. Your double, when we put double on you, Is it going to be a cameo appearance?
Everlasting.
It's going to be an everlasting. So when he put that double on you, you look to be in that position everlasting, right?
Right, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Joy shall be unto them. Verse 8.
No, see, no, wait a minute. So they ain't got to worry about catching you in on the wrong moment on the phone. Well, you don't call me at the wrong time now. I might tell you where to go and get that bridge, and I kick you over. It all depends on how you catch me. He said, no, I'm going to get you where you don't have that spirit gone from you. You have a rejoicing spirit all the way. You always going to catch me with the right spirit because Yahweh got double waiting for me. I can stumble you because I know what's waiting for me. A what?
Double.
A double.
Right.
Because something he hates. It's something that he hates. You got to paint the picture, A.B. You got to get in and paint the picture first. Because Yahweh got some hate in something. Let's find what he hating in there, Mother Z. What did he hate in verse 8?
Verse 8.
What?
For the Yahweh love
judgment. I love judgment.
Yes. I hate robbery.
See, I hate robbery.
Yes.
I hate when they Mother DF Israel, when they do the St. John 10:1. I don't like a 10:1. I don't like a 10:1. I don't like 10:1. I just don't like a 10:1.
St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Surely shall I say unto you,
what?
He that enters not by the door
mm-hmm.
into the sheephole,
mm-hmm.
but climbs up some other way,
mm-hmm.
the same is a thief and a robber.
He said, I don't like a thief and I don't like a robber. And he'll tell you plainly in verse 10 about this. Verse 10, same book, 10:10.
St. John chapter 10, verse 10.
What?
The thief cometh not but for to steal.
When a thief show up, all on his mind is do what? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? If you got a label of thief on you, what? You, so you know when you see that thief coming, you know what he's about, what he about.
Stealing.
Right?
And to kill.
And to kill.
Destroy.
And to destroy.
I am come that they may have life.
But the reason I came is for you have what?
Life. And that they might have it more abundantly.
Flowing over like a river of water, a wine, water, see, right? So this man telling you, if you just hold on what I'm on, then you got plenty coming if you hold on what I'm on. As long as you hold on with the world on, you will always be all tangled up in this thing. Huh? And misery, love, company. You only call me on about some misery. Why you never call me about a good hit of the Bible? Huh? I got my Bible open. You show me things in the Bible? Oh, I ain't got nothing in the Bible. Oh, so you just want to backbite. Murmur. And complain, huh? Hey, Big Junior, what happened to my Matthew 18:7? Okay. What about my Matthew 18:7? Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. See, well, we got to get in the spirit of those Yahweh. Because we got plenty to work on. But if it wasn't nothing behind this, if we knew it wasn't nothing behind this after this, listen, we'll get with you the minute. We'll get with you because we ain't got nothing that's coming, period.
Yeah.
But we know it's the state of discipline thing. We know that this is on the table. What is on the table? 18, verse 7.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 7.
What does it say?
Woe unto the world because of offense.
Yeah, woe unto the world because the world loves to get them a jab in on you. I'm gonna get me a jab in on you. Go ahead.
For it must need to be that offenses come.
So it need for offenses to come.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But woe to the man by whom offense.
Let's pull a rabbi hat on that one. So what that mean? What that mean we can read? Let's precept that. What are we going to precept that to? So what can we precept that to, y'all?
Yeah.
Huh? What can we go to precept that kind of conversation
right.
right there?
Right.
Huh? Now read that verse again now, Big General.
Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need to be that offenses come.
So you gonna be in that circumstance. Go ahead.
But woe to the man by whom the offense is coming.
But woe to the one that want to be an offensive player. You want always doing offense. No, Yahweh gonna show you how to be on some defense. Yeah. When you mess around, a hand catch you on your shoulder, you jump out your skin. Go ahead.
That's it.
Now you said, woe unto what?
Woe unto the world.
Yeah.
Because of offense. For it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to the man by whom the offenses come.
Mm-hmm. Now we said we're going to piece up the difference. Hey, John, let's run to St. John chapter 8. And I don't know how to tie in. We'll see after we hear it. What it says in St. John chapter 8, and look what it says in 7 and verse 8.
St. John chapter 8, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yeah, 7, 8. What? Let me see. Do that tie into what we on? Yeah. I want to get out from the class after we hear it read.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them,
what did he say?
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. 8. And again, he stomped down and wrote on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So he said, the first one is without some sin. You cast the first stone. Now, I don't know where that tie in is. I don't leave that alone because I got with me right now. I don't know what that means right now unless somebody in class. So I got something to kind of enhance that, you know, my speech. Well, I get speech all day long. But if anybody can tie that in, you know, what that was said, I appreciate that. Now, Big John, were you holding something from a long time ago? Wow, a long time ago, wow. Did you have something you was holding from me?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, what was that? What was that we were holding a long time ago? We're going to cover that up now. So we're going to cover that up. Let's, Mordecai Israel.
Ma'am.
Let's go back and take a look at some agreements.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, can we get us some good agreements or something? Let me see, give me get an idea of what we on. I know, it's like a verse I'm missing somewhere. If somebody said, we had something we was holding, we'll come back to that. Okay, well, we'll go another way. Yeah, we got that, yeah, Mo DFS, keep tightening that up. Now, Brother Yahdai, he brought out about these blessings. He brought out some blessings. Let's take another little walk down memory lane on these blessings. So we clear about when we hear this word. What did Yahweh say, Mordecai of Israel, in Luke 11, 27-28, backed up with a big German, 2 Maccabees, 15:34. Let's see what it says in Luke 11, 27-28. Big General had me 2 Maccabees 15:34 waiting on me.
Luke 11.
Yeah, 15:34. Had that waiting on me. Put a little yellow in there.
Luke chapter 11, verses 27.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Blessed is the womb that bears you, mm-hmm. and the path which thou hast touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but look, yeah, he was talking so good. She just, you know, she got the Christian spirit on her. You know how they holler out in that Christian spirit? She got one of them Christian spirit on her. Go ahead.
Verse 28.
But he said, yea, rather blessed
are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
So you bless when you do what? Hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. So that's when you get your blessing. When you hear the word of Yahweh, then you keep it. That's when you get your blessing. Well, I'll get my blessing. First, you got to hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. So that's where it's at. So are you hearing, the word of Yahweh, but are you keeping it? Then you get your blessing. Yeah, big general. After you hear it, you got to do what? Keep it. 2 Maccabees 15:34. What it say? What it says? 2 Maccabees 15:34.
2 Maccabees 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 34.
Yeah, what it say?
So every man prays toward the heavens, the glorious Yahweh, saying, blessed be he that hath keep his own place undefiled.
Read that again. Read that verse again. Second Maccabees 15:34. Read that again.
So every man prays toward the heaven, the glorious Yahweh, saying, blessed.
What the glorious Yahweh say? Blessed. So he been tell you about how a blessing will be put upon you. The glories of Yahweh said, bless. Bless what?
Bless. Be he that had keep his own place undefiled.
Undefiled. So you bless when you keep your own self what? There go your blessing right there. So your blessing when you keep yourself from being undefiled. Huh? You don't let no thick legs or washboard stomach take you another direction. You bless when you undefiled. Huh? So there it is right there. Back up, big general, to Genesis 22:17-18. Back up and A.B. or Phoebe have me the 28th chapter of Genesis 28:1-4 and verse 6. And Mother Z have me 13:14 and Mother E have me 22:22 waiting on me. Well, make that record? If you don't know me by now, you never know. Right? I mean, we be popping these verses like this so long. And I'm hearing all woo, 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 woo. Genesis chapter 28:1-4 and verse 6. Mother Z had me 13:14. Mother Eve had me 22:22 waiting on me. Big general, chapter 22, verse 17-18. What it say?
Genesis chapter 22.
Verse 17-18. What it say?
18.
Yeah, what it say?
That in blessing, I will bless. And in multiplying.
And in multiplying. So a blessing is a multiplying.
I will multiply thy seed.
And I'm going to multiply thy seed.
Yeah. As the stars of the heaven.
As the stars of the... Now, who don't want that? Mm. Who don't want that? Oh, boy, I don't want no blessing. That's a blood ritual. And listen, that means you ain't reading no Bible.
Yeah.
Almighty saying this blessing will affect you and your offspring.
Right.
A multiplication even in them. Yeah. Is that what we're reading? Read 17:18 again.
And 17.
What it say?
That in blessing, I will bless thee.
Right.
And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed.
Mm-hmm.
As the stars of the heaven.
Now, who don't want their seed multiplied?
That's right.
Go ahead.
And as the sand.
As the sand.
Which is upon the seashore.
Right.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
And your seed is going to take down the who? The enemy. And let's precept what you tell that enemy. You're going to tell that enemy something else, big general. This is what you're going to tell that enemy. Let's run over to the 19th chapter of Luke. So you the enemy going to be told something that you can read. He's going to be told something that you can read in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke 19:27, this is what they're going to be told about the enemy in time to come. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Let's talk about the enemy. What's going to be told to the enemy that we can read?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them,
right,
bring hither and slay them before me.
You see that? So one day up the road, the enemy will be brought before the big general, and the big general is going to do what to him? Before him. Is that what we're reading? So all the ones that don't want to get right, I'm going to show you what the end going to be. Is that what we're reading? The end going to be. See, the Bible tells you the end if you don't want to do right. Right? Who got that A.B. or Phoebe? The 28th chapter of Genesis 1 through 4 and 6. Mother Z got 13 and 14, and Mother E got 22. Let's knock it out.
Genesis. Verse 1. And Isaac said unto Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, you shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse 2. Arise, go to Canaan women.
Well, what do you mean by don't take a wife of Canaan? Mm-hmm. Why are you telling that? What can we read in the book of Tobit, Mother D up Israel? And let's go to Tobit chapter 4, verse 12. Let's find out why did he say that? Why did he say that? You should not take a wife from the daughters of the Canaanites. I mean the African Americans.
Yeah.
The ones that's African American descent.
Yeah, right.
Why you should not take them? That we can read. What is we leaving on the table when we go outside of our race? What is we leaving that we can read?
Right.
What is our example when our grandbabies come and bring another nation before us and say, Grandma, Grandpa, give us a blessing. Give you a
what? You say Tobit chapter
what? Tobit.
Tobit.
Chapter 4. Verse 12, Mother D.F. Israel, what you working with over there?
Chapter 4, verse
12. Yeah, we talking about what he's telling in advance. That's the wrong thing he's saying, what not to do. They must got that from somewhere.
Yeah.
See, when you start talking strong stuff, you gotta read from somewhere now. They gotta come from somewhere.
Yeah,
huh? And before you read that, I got to hold that up, A.B. or B.B. Wait, hold that up. I'm hearing a lot of talk about all here. Bible pop. No. Hold on that. A.B. or B.B. I don't hear a Bible pop now. But to make that kind of statement, let's run to A.B. or B.B. in the 24th chapter. Because Isaac may have found, that's why I tell a little general, keep his eye on big general. Let me show you why. Because Isaac is little general, and Abraham is big general. Let's find out what's going on here in the 24th chapter, verse 1. That's why we tell you, little general, keep your eye on big general. Let me tell you why right now. In the 24th chapter, listen to this. What?
I mean, what chapter 24?
Genesis 24, verse 1.
Okay, Genesis chapter 24, verse 1.
What?
Abraham was old.
He was old.
And was stricken in age.
He, General? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Genesis chapter 24, verse 1.
Chicken and eggs.
And Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things.
Wait, Yahweh had done what?
Blessed Abraham in all things.
Oh, he blessed Abraham in all things.
Verse 2.
He was well stricken. But Yahweh had blessed him in all things, didn't he? Then he called his old right-hand man. Hey, right-hand man, come here. Come here, right-hand man. Now, you know Yahweh blessed me in all things. They're my right-hand man, right? Come here, right-hand man. Listen to this. Verse 2.
And Abraham said unto his oldest servant of his house or his family that ruled over all
His elder servants, yes.
Yeah.
What did he say? What did he say?
Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh.
He said, oh, hand, that thing past your wrist. He said, yeah, stick it up under my thigh. And see, that's going to take me back to they're going to take me back up in lessons to come, and talking about the Athenians and Trojans. See, there's a difference between these two brothers, but they train each side a little bit different. Do you know the reason why the war was so intense between these two brothers? Because one of the brothers, the Athenians, kept their women behind closed doors and kept them all in the four walls and stuff like that. Now, the Trojans from Troy, they had their women out there before they get married or be with anybody. The men have to take them and train them how to. Anybody hear nothing I'm saying? Yeah. Go work with him. Find out what he's doing. Say, come on back and get from this word. Yeah. So you see, we have many things to say, but it all depends on how it unfolds itself. So these two brothers, which is called Dada and Kako, that's who their descendants is. But one showed their wives to be more submissive and stay in the house and all that. And the other brother taught the young ones to, before you marry and get a woman and produce heir, certain things she got to do. She got to be able to fight just like you. And not only that, she got to be able to stand up and take her knees and kick your back and hit her butt. Jump up and down. That's how you can tell what you're working with before, you know. Yeah, she have to be, the Trojans, they have to be in excellent condition where they can stand up and take their legs and kick it back and hit their butt and keep doing that and let you know, she's nice. Stout. Strong knees and all that good stuff. Strong knees. So this is the difference between the two. That's enough, sir. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
I got something to say.
Go ahead and talk.
In Jubilee, you say, why you told him not to set the wife first?
Well, we through the reading right now. Oh, that's a precept after you finish up on. Come on back. We're going to read to Jubilee. We get to precept. Let me finish out why Isaac was telling Jacob, his name was Jacob then, his name wasn't changed yet. So let's see what we got to always understand when you got these males, they got to walk lockstep with you because you got many things to say because you don't know what will happen to you, and you got to steal the truth in them, and you got to catch them from 7 years old and up. You got to make sure you dead on them from 7 years old and up. Of course. Verse 6, right. So you right.
Right on path.
You just about ready. When you turn 7, you know, so that's when Big General got to really get busy at 7 to make sure you knocking step with him from 7 on up.
Well, how many days until July 19th, though?
What?
How many days until July 19th? That's on my birthday.
July 19th?
Yeah.
We got July?
July.
Yeah, it's after June. Now you got a good stretch. You got a half a year. You got a half of the 12 months. You got half of that. Get half of the month off first. Then we talk about that.
July 19th.
Yeah, well, you got 6-7 months. All right, 6-7 months. Now, in the 24th chapter, now we find out why did Isaac look his son eyeball to eyeball and made that statement. We're going to find out why. Before Tobit grabbed it. And that's why you got to grab it. Everybody got to grab and pull something before they say something. That's what he's saying. You read 1 and 2, didn't you? Now, what did it say in verse 3?
Verse 3.
What?
Genesis 24, verse 3.
What?
And I will make you swear by Yahuwah.
Make you swear by Yahuwah.
The Yahuwah of heaven.
The Yahuwah who?
Of heaven.
Yes.
And the Yahuwah of the earth.
The Yahuwah of the who?
Earth.
Yeah.
That you shall not take a wife unto my son.
Not to my son, Eliezer, my right hand man. I don't want you to go get no, I don't care what they got going on. Don't go get nothing from the Canaanites but my son. And that is saying? What is that?
Of the daughters of the Canaanites.
Well, where we dread. Where you dread.
Among whom I dwell.
So that's why you got to be able to get them from 7 years old and show them and teach them right. Because when they get out there and all these mixed multitudes going to get all around you. But you got to be instilled in them that this ain't the move to make to receive what in verse 24:1. This all that you'll be cutting out when you go the way you want to go, you're going to be losing your what according to 24 verse 1.
Genesis.
What are you going to be losing according to 24 verse 1?
Genesis chapter 24 verse 1.
Yeah.
And Abraham was old,
mm-hmm,
and well stricken in age.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah had blessed Abraham.
So when you do contrary, what do you lose?
The blessing.
The blessing. So that what you lose is the blessing. You hear that, Big General?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you hear, Big General?
You lose the blessing.
If you do what?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll read that again, Big General. Because see, one thing about the Sabbath day, you know, everything ain't supposed to be wait after 7. Look, if you got to argue and tussle with me, watch the sun go down, then we get at it. But let me get the 7 out the way. Then I'm really ready for you. See, we got to know how to, on the Sabbath day, we hold everything. Even if I had you in the bear hug, I hold the bear hug and remind me of it after 7 days. Now, when the Sabbath day is over with, now remind me how I was hemming you up. Now, so we got to do what? Mother Z, what we got to do on the Sabbath day in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah? What we got to do? Yeah, what we got to do? Now, we're gonna read that 24th chapter, Big General. We're going to find out why was this statement made that we read in the 28th chapter, why he tell what he tell, and we got to find out why.
28th chapter of what?
Yeah, we're going to be in 28 Genesis in a minute after we find out what is Isaiah 26:3 says. After we find out what Moses got to bring to the table in 26:3. Yeah, what did it say?
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thus would he heal him or her in perfect peace.
So it is a way that you could be kept in perfect peace.
Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
Now, so how can keep your mind in perfect peace if you do what? If you keep your mind on Yahweh. And what did Yahweh say he'll do if you do that? What did he say he'll do? No, what did the Bible say he did, he'll do if you keep your mind on him? What did he say from the Bible? That's what he say? That's what he say he'll do. If you keep your mind on him, you know, so you can never be caught off balance. You know, but if my mind on Yahweh, he got me in perfect peace. So you come on with that old backbiting call on that phone. Bring that old backbiting call on. I can ride back and drink some herbal tea on your backbiting calls. Huh? You want to murmur and complain about something, don't you? Come on with it. I'm a herbal tea now, and I'm in Yahweh. Come on. You see what Yahweh say you do? Yeah, you ready for the hypocrites if you keep them verse.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Yeah, you just be waiting on old hypocrite to come. You know? 5 foot 4, up to your ankles. I'm gonna lay hands on you. Can't even breathe. Brother, I'm thinking you coming trying to get a blessing on that breathing you got or something. I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
Come put hands on. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? I'll be thinking you come in to get a blessing or something. You come to lay cave or breathe. So we're saying the Bible will take care of business if we just know how to get to it. You know, the Bible. So he's telling us plainly, listen, if you want the blessing of, he's saying, my son, if you want the blessing that my father got that told me, now I'm telling you what not to do. See, that's the greatest legacy you can leave. So now when we go to Tobit chapter, now Tobit, thousands of years later, Tobit was on the scene. He got his son there. See, now he got his son. Now what did he say to Tobit, Moldeath Israel, and Paul? 10-12. Come on, all right, you. Oh, he did. 10 through 12. Come on, my dear Israel. Tobit 4, 10 through 12. Listen good.
Tobit chapter 4.
Verse 10 down to verse 12.
Verse 10 to 12.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 10. Because that money do deliver from them.
So you said you pay your tithes, your free will offering, you know, hey, you, that's step one.
And suffer to come into darkness.
And it'll keep you out of darkness.
Verse 11. The alms, money is a good gift.
Money is a good gift. It's getting land, school, and banquet hall.
Yeah.
Unto all that give
it. Mm-hmm.
In the sight of the Most High.
You mean Yahweh tip that thing? Yes, he is. He's peeping at it.
Verse 12.
What?
Beware of all worldly.
Now, he said, now you got that part out the way. Now let's talk about beware of all whoredom. Yeah.
My son. And cheerfully,
my son.
Take a wife of the seed of your father.
Take a wife of the seed of your father.
Yeah.
And take not a strange woman.
Don't take a strange woman.
To wife.
Or to husband. Don't take a strange wife. To husband, or what? So I'm already ready for you. Don't do it. Trying to roll that big general?
Yeah.
Okay, but give your closing statement, that big general. Where's your closing statement? Let's hear it.
Statement is, wish I could have been here longer, but I got something to do right now. And try not to miss no more Sabbath.
Hallelujah. All right, that big general, little general. Hallelujah.
Yes,
All right.
Excellent.
Guys, if you leave anything, be sitting there with me next week.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Take it, close that door. All right. So now we see. Because on the real side, you know, any grandmama or grandfather love to hear of their offspring has got a man trying to do some Yahuwah. I mean, that's a good feeling because, you know, hey, that's a good feeling. You know, try to do some Yahuwah. That's a good feeling. Yeah, you know, what kind of person you got? You got a person doing some Yahuwah? Oh, that makes me real happy. That makes me real happy. And if I were you, I would not hinder that. I help encourage that. Because everybody wants somebody that trying to do some Yahuwah. You see that? I love you. One of my sons or daughters say, you know, I'm trying to do me some Yahuwah over here. Yeah. And I'm got me a little better head trying to do some Yahuwah. Yeah. Well, don't you hinder that, babe. There's some Yahuwahs involved, man. Huh? Don't hinder no Yahuwah involved. So that's one day we got to get our blessing. Because why should we make phone calls and we want to hinder some Yahuwah? So you got to get your Yahuwah out the way. You can't pick him up as when the fire's already touching your end. Oh, where that Yahuwah at? What you mean, where that Yahuwah at? That Yahuwah seen that fire on you. Huh? So now, all right, we got that part out the way. Now, what have we left on the table? There, yeah, let's go back to that. Who got that 28, 1 through 4, 6, and the mother's got 13, 14, 22, 22. Let's go and get it out the way now. Huh? Let's rock and roll on that. Yes.
Verse 1 through 4 and 6,
right?
Verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, you shall not take a wife of the daughter of Canaanite.
So see, this was serious business, wasn't it? So this is business about telling you what not to do. So y'all got to be in position when them grandbabies come to you. You got to basically, you know, you got to remember these. Because you're taking away, baby, the blessing in time to come. But where it going to stand? But go ahead.
Verse 2. Arise and go to Padan-Aram, to the family of Bethuel, your mother's father. Take you a wife from hence of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. Verse 3. And Yahuwah Almighty bless you.
And Yahuwah gonna get in and do what?
Bless.
If you do that, what is Yahuwah gonna do?
And make you fruitful.
Yahuwah gonna make you so this blessing, it makes you what? You got 1 through 4 and 6. You got it all in already?
And multiply you.
And do what?
And multiply you. That you may be a multitude of people.
You mean all that come from the word called bless?
Yeah.
Bless is a multitude and all that good stuff coming?
Yeah.
Huh? Whatever you don't want, can I have yours? Come on.
And give you a blessing of Abraham. To you.
Give you what?
Give you a blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed up with you, that you may inherit the land wherein you are a stranger.
Who are you telling that to? Who are you telling that to? Don't talk fast.
Okay.
Who is he telling this to?
Okay.
Now, what is the proof of that? What is the proof that we can read that what he just told him in advance, where the proof at Mother D of Israel and 29:49-28. What is the proof? We can read the proof of this conversation. He said, now, so we must, that means he must did it. He must follow what his father told him. So where is the proof of this if you obey? 49:28. He just said, read the verse again, Abel.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 3. And Yahweh Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you that you may be a multitude of people. Verse 4, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed.
He ain't got no kids when you're telling him that. He don't have no babies. He going where to go get the woman that to do this thing at.
Yeah.
He didn't have no babies when he was told this. He was going to tell him where to go and get your blessing at, right? Now we could read, did it happen? 49:28 of Genesis. We're going to see, is it a proof in obeying? See, that word right there messed everybody up. What? Obey. Now you mess. Now we got to stop talking now. Because now here comes the word called obey. Yeah? See, that's Ralph's word, obey. Oh, now see, now you across the line. Now you're going to bring a word in called obey. But look what he told him. If you obey what I'm saying. So we're going to find out did he obey by going 29:28 of Genesis. 49:28 of Genesis. Did he obey and did his seed get a blessing? We going to find out, can we read that? 49:28. What it say, Mother D of Israel?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessing. He blessed them.
Ain't that something? You mean this Bible can checkmate everything if you just know how to get to it?
Yes.
He told him what's going to happen for him. And did he receive that or not?
That's right.
We can tell you now to get in order what you got next. We can tell you if you get in order, recognize the signs of the times, Yahweh going to kick in.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah? All we do is read the Bible and tell us. Did you finish verse 6 yet? Okay, come on.
Genesis 28, verse 4. That you may inherit the land wherein you are a stranger, which Yahweh gave unto Abraham. Mm-hmm. Verse 5. Isaac.
Mama, folks, get down to verse 6.
Esau saw that Isaac had blessed
him. Well, wait a minute. So you mean he know it?
Yeah.
He know what you are for your own?
Yeah.
You mean Esau, if he can witness that you is up under or what?
Blessing.
So why he don't tell you that? Why he don't tell you you are the blessing one, not the white man and the white woman? The white man and white woman, they will never eat that verse. Because he saw you got the blessing. Is that what we're reading?
Right.
Yeah, come on.
And sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence. And that as he blessed him.
And he done what?
As he blessed him, he gave him a charge.
Uh-huh.
Saying, you shall not take a wife of the daughter of Cain.
So, he gave him a charge, my son. Don't do it. Do you know what Esau did? You know what Ishmael did? Total opposite. That's why they got caught up in that 23rd verse 40, verse 7. We ain't reading. Can't see nothing. That way they couldn't see nothing. You can't be disobedient. Yeah, that's Jubilee. So you can't be disobedient, think you got something coming. That's what we're trying to tell you. You cannot stand the fence and Yahweh's business and think you got something coming. That's a crapshoot you on. You be up today and tomorrow you coming down sooner or later. And the same thing gonna take care of what happened with the King James families and everything else. We're gonna break all that down. It's gonna be a long series, but it's gonna break everything down. You cannot be disobedient. And King Charles jumped up there and got him a wife. His wife was Catholic. So he got him a Catholic wife. Now, what you doing with a Catholic wife? So that means he got the same thing that Samson got when he got Delilah. He got a bug in his bedroom. So whatever he tell her, she gonna tell them. This woman he married was a Catholic woman. And every chance she got, she whispered in his ear to take him contrary to, yeah, but it's, and that's why they knew this verse in 27:43, Moses of Israel. They knew this verse because Esau watched the blessing that was put on Jacob. Esau is the white man and the white woman, right? Jacob is the one you call today African American and Negroes, don't you? Right? So he watched that blessing go to them. So any opportunity they get in the 27th chapter, and we're going to find out as time unfolds through 11, 41. Listen to this.
Verse
41.
And Esau hated Jacob.
Yep.
Because of the blessing.
He hated him because of what reason?
Of the blessing.
Of the blessing. Wasn't the blessing told to them, don't mess around with them other folks. Right? Right?
Can I get one in there?
You got some? You got some? Yep. That's right. It's Bible study class. Yeah, okay. Bible study.
Let's look at the book of Jubilee. When you're talking Esau and Jacob, I will look at a statement that Esau made to let you know what he working with him. The book of Jubilee, what was the deal of Israel? Well, right to Jubilee 36. Let's look at 11 through 14. Let's see if we can add to this story here.
Now,
Jubilee chapter 36, 11 through 14. Let's see how what Esau out of his own mouth had to say concerning the matter, mother of Jacob Israel.
Okay. Jubilee is chapter 36, verse 11 to what?
11 to 14. 14 is the punchline.
How do we have what?
Give
me what you real quick.
Jubilee chapter 36, verse 11 to 14. Verse 11 reads, I say and testify to you, my son, according to the judgment which will come upon the man who wishes to injure his brother.
Now this is Isaac, and he's talking to both of these boys, Esau and Jacob. He said, look here, I testify. I said, according to the journey which will come upon the man, which injured his brother. So it's a penalty for what Esau is on, right?
Yes.
Verse number 12, come up.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And he divided all his possessions between the two on that day.
So Isaac divided everything he had between Esau and Jacob.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on here, brother dear.
And he gave the larger portion to him that was the firstborn. And the tower and all that was the valley. And all that Abraham possessed at the well of the oath.
So you see, he gave a larger portion to him that was firstborn. Let's see what it went down here in verse 13, Mother dear.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said,
what do you say?
This larger portion I shall give to the firstborn.
Now, who was the firstborn here?
Verse 14.
Hold on. Question. Who was the firstborn between between Esau and Jacob? Who was firstborn?
Esau
was firstborn, right?
Yeah, right.
They say, I'm going to give a larger portion to the firstborn. Let's see how Esau dealt with the circumstances. Verse 14. Let's see if he came clean to his father, mother dear.
Verse 14.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Esau said,
what did he say?
I have sold to Jacob and given my birthright to Jacob.
Good.
To him let it be given. And I have not a single word to say regarding it.
Go ahead.
For it is his.
So you can always check Esau by his own word, right?
Your mind already right. You're right on you.
So he ain't worried about getting himself right. He trying to get you right.
Yeah.
Come on, read that like. Well, it's all right. I'm here with you. I'm with you. So he's trying to get your mind right. His class is about getting your mind right. That was about. Go ahead and read. Go away yet.
Okay. I've left off the pure mind.
Okay.
By way of remembering.
Oh, but so to get a person on a pure mind is by what kind of way?
A remembrance.
So that's how you get a pure mind when you do some remembrance. Mm-hmm. Now hold that point. Let's precept that. A, B, and Phoebe. Let's go to 2 verse 5, 3, 5, and end time prophecy, Revelation. Let's even precept that verse 4 and 5. So, Yahweh, I want you to always, don't forget nothing. Make sure you remember. When things come up, all these things come back to you. So, okay. So, if you keep you in that kind of mind frame, be all right. For the reason, in the third chapter, verse 4 and 5 of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
For the reason.
Verse 4, you have a few names, even and servants.
Brother, wait, let me make sure. Maybe I want 2-5. 2-4-5. Make it 2-4-5. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can get 2-4-5.
Revelation chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 and 5.
Right.
Verse 4, nevertheless have I somewhat against you.
He said, I got a few things against you. I mean, you spoken okay,
yeah.
But I got a few things against you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because you have left your first love.
See, you left your first love because, see, the first love you got to, Brother McKay, your first love you got to always have some, Ezekiel 3 in you. Your first love, you got to make sure that you understand that this thing got Ezekiel chapter 3 tied all in it. Ezekiel chapter 3, your first love. Let's see what the first love is that what we can read. The first love. He said second chapter? Mm-hmm. Is that what I say? Chapter 3. Let me see what I said in Ezekiel. Let me repeat. He said something in Ezekiel chapter 2. He made a profound statement there, Brother Micaiah, in Ezekiel chapter. We're talking about this first love. See, the first love, you got to always remember these things right here. The first love. In Ezekiel, we're talking about the first love. The first love is to what? Verse 9, 2:9. This is your first love right here.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And lo, a roll of a book was therein.
Go ahead.
Verse 10. And he spread it before me.
Right.
And it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe.
Mm-hmm. 3:1.
3:1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the family of Israel.
So that he wants you to do, make sure you understand, this thing here, you got to eat the roll. You can't eat the part you want. You got to eat the roll. You got to eat all this gold. You can't just, this part right here. No. You got to eat the roll. To be about this man, Bennett, you can't take out the part that you don't like. And you got to eat the roll. You get the bitter, and you don't get the sweet. Huh? Now, come on back to that. Who will read? Yeah. Come on.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen.
See, and you got to remember. See, it's the thing about remembering. See, anytime you don't eat the whole roll, You got to bring it back to your table that you can't pull out the pod that you like. You got to eat the roll. So we got to bring it back to your table. Help me out there, brother. Y'all got it. You can't be a Joel 2:7, the last verse. You can't be that. You can't all of a sudden catch amnesia and do the Joel 2, verse 7 and think you're going to be all right.
Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse number 7, read. They should not break their rank.
So you don't break your rank. You don't break, because when you on done, Mother D, when you on done a number 30, verse 1 and 2, you know, your time is always. But if you done numbers 30 verse 1 and 2, you know, look what the man said. You have done a number 30 verse 1 and 2?
Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. And Moses spoke unto them, habit of the...
Number 30, verse 1 and 2. Mm-hmm.
And Moses spoke unto the head of the tribe concerning the children of Israel.
So Moses was speaking to the head of the tribe concerning what?
The children of Israel.
This business Moses on was to tell the head tribes about what?
No.
I want you to say what it say. Moses came to the elders, the heads of them, to tell them about concerning what?
Concerning about the family of Israel.
Excellent. So this conversation about concerning the family of Israel, right?
Right.
What?
Saying
what?
This is the thing which the Yahweh has commanded.
So this is going to be a thing that Yahweh commands, right? This is going to be a thing, and Brother Yah got read where you don't break rank. This is the thing that Yahweh commands. What do he command?
Verse 2. If a man or woman make vows.
If you make a vow.
And vow unto the Yahweh.
And you vow to Yahweh.
Or swear an oath. To bind him or herself with a bond, he or she shall not break his or her word.
So if you make your confession, say some things, you got to stand by what you just said by your mouth. You cannot break your word. They have a read. Right? He said, remind them that don't be so quick to be rash with the mouth to make statements. Because if it come out your mouth, you locked in 100 trillion million years. That's what he's saying. So be very careful before you start to run the jibber jab. Because if you come out your mouth, you just made a vow with Yahweh with your mouth. He's a mouth vow. You see, the man right here, he wants everything written up under his wicked coming. But Yahweh wants it to come out your mouth. That's what he's saying. So be very careful when you say something out your mouth. Well, I'm leaving, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Wait a minute, huh? What does that make you talking like that? Mm-hmm. Be very careful before you run the jibber jab. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah,
is he saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
He or she shall do according to all that preceded out of his or her mouth.
You see that? You see that? So otherwise, if you hear somebody say, okay, yeah, I'm on my way to get you. Yeah, you say, that's a done deal. That's a covenant keeper. You say, I'm on my way to get him. I'm getting ready for him.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you don't show up. Amen. Brother, you came out your mouth and said you was on your way. What hindered you? See that? So that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to make sure the confidence you have is a covenant-keeping company. Because a covenant-keeping company understand what I'm saying. We know certain things will come up, but we understand that once you have said something, we know that you're going to deliver, but if you don't come out your mouth. See, that's when we know when a person is Yahweh leads. See? We recognize fast talkers, you know, because you're not Yahwali. So now, precept that, Mother E, in the 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy. Look at verse 21 on verse 23. Deuteronomy 23, 21, down to verse 23. Verse 21, down to verse 23. What does it say? Mm-hmm. Wait, read.
God gives.
What'd you read? 23, 21. When you bow a vow to
Yahweh,
yes,
your Yahweh,
amen.
You shall not slack to pay it.
And you don't slack to pay it.
For your Yahweh
will
require it of thee.
So Yahweh gonna require of thee.
And it'll be
what? Mm-hmm. So if you vow a vow out your mouth, and all of a sudden you drag your feet, what's over your head?
Sin.
That's right. Sin is over your head. And what did Yahweh say, Mother D of Israel, in 32:23 about that? Numbers. What did Yahweh say about that if you paint the picture? See, you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. 32:23.
A number after
32:23. What does it say?
And it reads.
What it reads.
But if you will not do so.
Behold,
you have sinned against Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure. Your sins will find you out.
It's going to find you out. It's going to find you out. You see? So when you bow to Yahweh and you all of a sudden kept amnesia, he said, be sure. What's going to find you out?
Your sin.
It's going to find you out. You might get past today. You might get past tomorrow. But he said, it's going to find you out. Come on back there, Mother E.
You prepare to bow.
That means when it's bow time comes, well, I pass.
But if thou shalt
forbear
to bow, it shall be no sin in thee.
Uh-huh.
Verse 23. That which is gone out of thy lips,
yeah,
thou shalt keep and perform. Even
a three-wheel
offering, according as
I
have vowed, unto Yahweh, your Yahweh,
which I have promised your thou mouth. Yeah, brother named Keith said, I got me this 18-wheeler job, and look here, hey, Sierra, anything that needs to be done, let me know. I'm going coast to coast with this 18-wheeler. Coast to coast. And look here. Just let me know. Got out there and got coast to coast. All the vows he made, he didn't perform none of. So Yahweh put a wall right there where his 18-wheeler coming down the middle, especially a wall that hit only for him. Chuck lost. Them lost. And then when we do see the brothers over there in the homes. No, he wasn't in the senior citizen home. He was in the, not that one. No. The halfway house. Mm-hmm. Next time we see him, we'll say, okay, let's go over there and see him. I said, why are you going to the shelter? Mm-hmm. Well, that's where he at. Mm-hmm. He in the shelter. In a wheelchair? Mm-hmm. He said, remember them vows? Yeah, I remember them vows you made. Mm-hmm. See, if Yahweh don't get you today, he going to get you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's the point we make. You got to take this man's business more serious than what you think it is. And don't get a puffed up spirit because you lose. Come on, Rip and Rena down to 24. Where you at? 24 now. That's it. That's it. We do. You finished 23, right? Okay, we're good. Now, what we left off on? Why we were way over here anyway? How did we get over here? I know some precepts, but it's been a long time. How did we get way over here? Now, so what did we get? Did we finish? Did we finish Genesis 28 and all that good stuff? But I ain't never heard Mother Z got it no 13 and 14 yet. Let's go back to get that Genesis. Come back to Genesis and we're gonna get back with that. And Brother Micaiah had me 2 Maccabees, chapter 1, 2 through 6, verse 10. 17, 24 through 31, waiting on me. Yes, ma'am. 13 and 14. And Mother E, you got 20 to 22, right? Right. Hallelujah. Genesis
chapter 28, verse 13. Behold, the Yahweh stood above it and said, I am the Yahweh of Abraham, thy father, and the Yahweh of Isaac, the land whereon thy life, to you will I give it, and to thy seed. Verse 14. And thou seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thus shall spread it abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south.
So we clear that he's telling somebody they seed gonna spread well. Okay, let's stop there just for a minute, A.B. or Peter. Let's look at that 24 verse 60 backed up with our Mother D of Israel and Obadiah chapter 1. And tell me, and somebody talk back to me on this right here. Now, he's saying, just what we talking to, they see he's going to be everywhere, right? Right? There's a reason with the Bible. Come on, A.B. No, I said Genesis 24, verse 60. Mother D.F. Israel got over that, chapter 1:1, and we'll read down to the word called small. And then I just want somebody to tie this in for me. Who is he talking to?
Genesis 24, verse 6.
They blessed Rebecca and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
So will it be the same conversation that's going on what we're reading over in Genesis?
Yes.
Is this got a connection to it? Is it a connection between Genesis and that Genesis? Is this a connection? So what are we talking about? We're hearing what he's saying about this seed going to be in what position? And this seed going to be where? According to what we just got to read. What have we just got to read in 13 and 14 about this seed? Huh? Hold that point. Let me pull another rabbi out there. Brother Micaiah, run to the 24th chapter, 31, 32 of Luke. That's the precept that's Luke 24, 31, 32.
Okay, Luke 24, 31 and 32.
Mm-hmm.
31 read. And their eyes were open.
Their eyes was open.
And they knew him.
They knew him.
And he vanished out of their sight.
Right.
Verse 32.
What?
And they said one to another.
What they say?
Did not our mind burn within us?
Yeah. Well, how do you make the minds burn within us?
While he talked with us by the way. And while he opened, to us the scriptures.
Oh. So that's what we're doing down here. We're making sure we're thanking. This is a thanking. Thank you, man and woman game for him. Now, so he's talking to a seed line that's going to be how many? 1,000 million, right?
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay, is that what he's saying so far?
1,000 million.
1,000 million. Is this the same one? Do this got a connection with Genesis 28 of the prophecy of the 1,000 million? Is this a prophecy of it? Does this connect any kind of way? Huh? All this got a connection, right? So now we need to find out a check and balance to say, well, wait a minute now. I'm hearing this, but what do you tell Obadiah and 1:1 to get our point, the word small?
Obadiah 1:1. The vision of Obadiah, thus says Yahweh, concerning Edom, Esau,
and his five sons.
We have heard a rumor from Yahweh
that
an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise you, and let us raise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made you small among the nations.
Wait a minute. Do this got a connection with the 28th chapter of the 6 or 24 or 60 of Genesis 28? Huh? You say, yeah? You they been saying, brother, y'all got it there? You say, oh, it got a connection. Wait a minute. How it got a connection? No, here's the point. How this got a connection, and I just told you I made Esau what kind of way?
Small.
But the one I'm talking about here, I made this seed what kind of way?
Thousand
a million. So how can Esau put himself in that picture? He been made small.
Right.
This people made large.
Yeah.
So who he talking about been made large?
Israel.
So how you going to get a connection? Say, yeah, it's a connection. Hey, Bill. I told you these people. Don't be quick to jump out there now. You see what I'm saying? You jump out there, go like it. So we know. So now we clear that this message in 28 and 24 is talking about the children of Israel, not talking about the white man and the white woman. Is that right? Is that right?
That's right.
Huh? Then we just read that the scripture of burn your mind.
Yeah.
So we burnt the mind to know one thing. When we're reading the Genesis 28, it's talking about the Negro people.
That's right.
It ain't talking about white man and white woman. Because I made white man and white woman what kind of way?
Small.
I'm talking about millions of folks that are going to be everywhere. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Right there, you let you know Esau, you're lying. You're lying. Yahweh made you small. He made you small. But he made these people what kind of way?
Thousand million.
So this 28 chapter ain't got nothing to do with white man, white woman do it.
Not at all.
See that? Right. When you precept the Bible. See, they claim everything. They claim Adam and Eve and everybody, don't they? But how you going to claim everybody and Yahweh say, I made you small? So that means you weren't around to a certain period of time. He over here been around everywhere. You see that? I made you small, and not only I put something else on you by making you small. What else I did to you? Now, tell me, do this bit today. I made you small.
Among this nation.
Yes.
You are greatly despised.
Is that right? Isn't the white man and white woman greatly despised? And all we deal with them because they got the big stick to you got to deal with them because we don't put ourselves in that position, right?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
But you greatly despise, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no, when everybody look behind the door and see you nowhere around and ain't got no earplug, we call you out or something, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We call you everything but yes, the boss, don't we? Mm-hmm. We hold a yes, the boss, till we get the clock, punch the clock in. But now since we out here, now he ain't got his earphone around. Now we tell that something about something, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Yeah.
And there it is right there.
All right, I see it.
You see it?
I'm right there.
Yeah, you see it? Okay. Okay, now you go. So he made you small and nobody like you. We got to respect you because you can drop that boom on us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can turn the water, gas, light. You can do all type of things. You can make sure the little check ain't coming in. You can put a levy on it. You can do everything, can't you?
Everything.
That's why he tell you make peace with this son of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but don't get with him. Just get out of his way. That's all he's trying to tell you. So now you see, this conversation right here ain't got nothing to do with the white man and the white woman and 28 chapter do it. So we got, that's the picture we got to paint in our little ones understanding. This ain't talking about them because I made them small and nobody liked them.
Right.
Well, nobody liked you neither, so, but that's perhaps you too.
Yeah.
But
that's right. Now, come on back, mother, did you read verse 14? Mosey, did you, okay, come on. No, you got to, come on, Mother, let's get that 20 to 22 then, okay? Last 20 minutes.
If Yahweh will be the
beast,
and will keep me in this way.
So if Yahweh will keep me in the way, what way do he want Yahweh to keep him in? The blessing, the family raising, all that good talk? So remember, the good way I want you to keep me is in a good way. You just got to talk to me in my dream, tell me about the blessing and all this great stuff going to happen for me. So he's saying, now, if you keep me in this good way, the way you done told me in my dream, if you keep me in that way, let's see what he's saying.
I go and live
here,
eat bread to eat,
mm-hmm.
and raiment to put on.
Right.
My father,
right.
House, and peace. Then shall Yahweh be my Yahweh.
Okay.
Verse 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's house. And of all that thou shalt heal me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
So you see the man say you do? He said, now all this blessing you're going to put on me? He said, it's more than right for me to do what my grandfather did. If the way you talk you're going to bless me, I got to make sure I do one thing. Pull out a tip on everything I get my hand on and do the right thing because I want my blessing. So you see the man saying, that's what he's saying. Now, so we know it's clear he's talking about the children of Israel. He's not talking about white man and white woman. Is that right? So we're clear about that now, right?
That's right.
Because he made white man and white woman small.
Small.
And hated by everybody.
Yeah.
Is that what we agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? So now you know, so now you won't know where you are in the Bible. I can show you where I'm at, and I can show you what other folks are at too.
Right.
Now, let's go to that 2 Maccabees, what we're looking for, Brother McCarty.
Right.
2 Maccabees, chapter 1, 2 through 6. Skip down to verse 10, 17, 24 through 31. And this is the last 20 minutes of the broadcast. Last 20 minutes.
2 Maccabees. Chapter 1, verse chapter 1 and chapter 1, verses 1 through 6.
No, Second Maccabees 2 through 6. Skip down to verse 10, 17, 24 through 31.
Okay, chapter Second Maccabees chapter 2, verses 2 through 6.
Second Maccabees chapter 1, 2 through 6.
2 through 6, okay. Second Maccabees chapter 1. Verses 2 through
6, verse 10,
17, 24, 31. Excellent. 31. All right.
Right.
Verse 2.
What?
Chapter 1, verse 2. What it say? Yahweh be gracious unto you and remember his covenant.
So, what do Yahweh want everybody to remember?
Remember his covenant.
Remember the covenant, y'all.
That he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
So he wants you to never forget the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Right.
Never forget that covenant he made with them.
Right. His faithful servant. Verse 3. And give you all in mind to serve him.
And serve him.
To do his will.
Do who will?
To do his will.
Right.
With a good courage.
What kind of courage you got to have?
And a good courage.
Oh, you can't be hearing footprints on the ceilings. Or I hear ain't willing to make call to me and she's 700 miles away from you.
Right.
Good.
With a good courage and a willing mind.
Hey, what kind of mind you got to have?
A willing mind.
Good.
Verse 4. And open your mind in his Torah instruction.
And open your mind in the Torah instruction, y'all.
In his Torah instruction.
Yeah.
And send you peace.
And if you stay in the Torah instruction, what you got coming?
You got peace coming.
That's all you got to do, stay in Torah instruction.
That's right.
You got peace coming.
Verse 5.
What?
And hear your prayer.
And then what y'all going to do?
He's going to hear your prayer.
You stay in the Torah instruction, y'all going to give you peace and hear your what?
Prayer.
Glory.
And be as one with you.
And he'll be what with you?
And be one with you.
And y'all be one with you.
And never forsake you.
He will never forsake you.
In time of trouble.
In time of what?
In time of trouble.
Oh, I'm just as nervous as I can be. I'm calling everybody all around the phone. I'm sorry. What happened? What happened? What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
Verse 6. And now we be here praying for you.
And we're going to pray for you.
Mm. Verse 10.
What?
In the 180th year, and people that were in Yad-Judah, and Yad-Judah, and the council, and Yad-Judah, sent greeting and help unto Ashtaboth, King Ptolemy's master, who was of the stock of the anointed priest, and to Yad-Judah that were in Egypt, polluted word from Mezarim. Verse 17.
Wait a minute. You mean, wait a minute. What was Judah at again in verse 10? What was he at?
Judah was in Egypt, polluted word from Mezarim.
You had it, so how you got him off in a little corner box?
Right.
This Yahdah Judah is in every nation.
In every nation.
How you going to pin him down in one spot?
Hallelujah. Why?
He's in every spot.
Every spot. Verse
17.
Blessed be our Yahweh.
Blessed be our Yahweh.
All things.
Yes.
Who have delivered up the un-Yahweh.
And he going to deliver up the what?
The un-Yahweh.
The un-Yahweh. If he don't get you today, he going to get you tomorrow.
That's right. Verse 24.
What?
And the prayer was after this matter.
And the prayer is after this matter.
Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Creator of all things. Who are fearful and strong.
That we fearful and strong.
And righteous.
And what?
And righteous.
What's the definition of righteous that we can read there, Mother Z? Mother Z, what kind of righteous can we read that he's strong in? Psalm 119, 142. Mother E, 134. Moses of Israel, 172. Back to back. Let's see what we got. No, Moses got 144. Moses of Israel got 172.
137.
Well, you get 137. All right. We wouldn't do the reading stars. You got 137, A.B.
No,
verse 142. The righteousness gives an everlasting righteousness, and the covenant is the truth.
So the righteousness is what? What is everlasting righteousness? The covenant.
The covenant. Yeah.
144. Come on, Mother E. Boy, read.
The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting.
Yep.
Give me understanding, and I shall live.
And the righteousness will give you understanding to make you do what?
Live.
It'll make you live. 172, Moses of Israel.
Psalms 119:172.
Last 15 minutes.
My tongue shall speak of your words. For all your Torah instructions are righteous.
And the only thing righteous we know is what?
Torah
instruction. Come on, A. Bill. You got something. Come on, A. Bill. What you got, A. Bill?
Psalms 119:137.
Righteousness are you, O Yahweh.
Right are your judgment.
And right is your judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
48. That's it? Okay.
Deuteronomy 6:25
read.
What it reads?
Mm-hmm.
If we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, as he has commanded.
Mm-hmm. And what is the, what is he saying in 23 verse 6 of Jeremiah? Verse 1, get it popping. So what is he saying about all this? So what is he saying?
Jeremiah 23 verse 6.
Listen good.
Verse 6 read.
What it read?
In his days, not that Judah shall be saved. And Israel shall dwell safely, nor the kingdom. And this is his name whereby he shall be called.
What will be called?
Yahweh, our righteousness.
So what is our righteousness?
The Torah instructions, first five books.
That's right. Yahweh is our righteousness.
Hallelujah.
So Yahweh, he specializes in you doing Torah instruction, first five books.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now come on back there, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Maccabees.
Two.
Chapter 2.
Read 17 and skip down 24-31.
Okay.
Last 12 minutes.
Verse 17.
What it say?
Blessed be our Yahweh in all things who have delivered us to un-Yahweh. Verse 24. And the prayer was after this manner. O Yahweh, 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 creator of all things, who are fearful and strong and righteous and merciful, and the only and honored king. Verse 25. The only giver of all things, the only just, almighty, and everlasting. Thou that deliverest Israel from all trouble, and didst choose the fathers, and sanctify them.
So Yahweh delivers the children of Israel from what?
And Yahweh, trouble.
How much trouble?
All trouble.
Yahweh would deliver you from, I don't care how bad them nieces and nephews and them sons and grandbabies get on your nerves. Yahweh would do what?
Deliver you from all trouble.
That's right. Go ahead.
And did it to the fathers and sanctify them.
That's right.
Verse 26. Receive the sacrifices of thy whole people, Israel,
mm-hmm.
and preserve thy own portion and sanctify it.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, gather those together that are scattered from us.
Oh, gather those together that are scattered from us, y'all.
Gather, hallelujah.
We're going over that gallery.
Hallelujah, what?
And we are bosses.
Are the true Israelites.
We're going to do this gathering here. Go ahead and read.
Deliver them that serve among the nations.
Yeah, that's all we've been. We hard serving among everybody. We're going to be delivered. Right?
Look upon them that are despised.
Yes.
And abhorred. And let the nations know that thou art our Yahuwah.
That's right. Our Yahuwah.
Verse 28. Punish them that oppress us.
Wait a minute. Do what to them?
Punish them that oppress us.
That's right. That's right.
And with pride do us wrong.
That's right. Got pride going. Yahuwah going to punish you for that.
That's right.
Very.
Verse 29. Plant thy people again in thy righteous place. And Moses has spoken. As Moses has spoken. Verse 30. And the priest sung psalms of thanksgiving.
And the priest started saying.
Hallelujah. Wah.
Hallelujah. Wah.
31. Now when the sacrifice was consumed, Nimenus commanded the water that was left to be poured on the great stone.
Now that water is pouring that word on the great.
Hallelujah. Wah. That's 31.
Okay, good. Let's get a couple more in. Got less than about 5 minutes to wrap this up now. Second Maccabees, Mother D.F. Israel, 2-4. 2-4.
Second Maccabees.
Mother D.F. Israel, Second Maccabees, 2-4.
Second Maccabees, chapter 2.
Mother Z, have me verse 18. A.B. and Phoebe, have me the 21st down to 25. And we're going to wrap it up right there. And 26 to 32 by Mother E.
2 Maccabees chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. And it reads, and how that the seer, having given them Torah instruction.
What the seer's job to do?
Give them Torah instruction.
Not Torah and teach. Give you Torah instruction. That's the job of the seer, to make sure you get Torah instruction.
That's right.
That's the job of a seer. Make sure you get Torah instruction. Not where he went, where he been, and just what I think might work. No, what a work is giving what?
Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
Charge them not to forget.
And charge them to do what?
Not to forget.
Don't forget the Torah instruction. That would be telling all the time. Don't forget what the man got to read.
Yeah.
If I don't get you today, I'm going to get you tomorrow. Go ahead.
Not to forget the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
That's you the Torah instructions of who?
Of Yahuwah.
Go ahead, read.
And that they should not err in their mind.
You see, you can err in your mind when you forget the Torah instructions. That's why they keep telling you. Always get back to the Torah instruction. When it's hot and heavy, grab some Torah instructions.
Yeah.
The answer will be in there.
Yeah,
a call to hell of mothers. Call the elders, the fathers. Call the elders. They'll show you what the Bible's saying.
Yeah.
Now, what you going to believe? Because if you don't, you'll be hearing unwilling mate calling you 700 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When they see image of silver and gold.
So what? And don't let nobody put the suitcase next to you, and then now they're going to destroy your mind.
With their ornaments. Verse 3. And which other such speechless exalt him, he, them, that the Torah instruction should not be far from their mind.
Never keep the what far from your mind?
Torah instruction.
Verse
4. It was also contained in the same writing that the seers being warned of Yahuwah commanded the tabernacle of the ark to go with him as he went forth into the mountain where Moses climbed up and saw the heritage of Yahuwah.
So you see, the seer's job is to make sure he understands what the Bible's saying. You can clock everything by watching the Bible, what's going on. You can tell where you're at and what you got to do. That's the way it works. Come on, Mother Z, what's that verse 18 saying? What's that verse 18 saying, Mother Z? Second Maccabees 2:18. Yeah, what that verse say? A.B. of Phoebus, 21 through 26, and Mother E, 27 through 32. We'll stop it right there.
Verse 18. As he promised in the Torah instructions, we'll surely have mercy upon us and gather us together out of every land under the heavens to the into the righteous place of his. But he has delivered us out of great trouble and has purified the place.
You mean all that in that one verse there? You mean all that what you read? Now, Mother Z, now you read a big verse. Do you the man just say it? Now you know you got a precept there. Where is all mean? All that in that one verse? All he says written in the Torah instruction where he gonna gather us and scatter and place and do all that good. All that in 2 Maccabees 2:18. Now what we gonna precept that at all, Brother Micaiah? Now we got to validate that. That's too much in one verse. You mean all that's written in there? Let's go to the third chapter and pick it up verse 1 of Deuteronomy. Let's read down where all that is at. You mean all that was compact in one verse. 18 was compact in one verse. Go to the third chapter and read 1 through 6.
In the book of Deuteronomy.
You mean in one verse. You mean he locked all that in. And the precept is right there waiting on you. And Deuteronomy 30, 1 through 6. What does it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 1 through 6.
Listen good.
And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yahweh thy Yahweh hath driven thee, verse 2, and shall return unto Yahweh thy Yahweh, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy mind and with all thy person. Verse 3. And then Yahweh, thy Yahweh, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether Yahweh, thy Yahweh, hath scattered thee. Verse 4. If any of thy be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from there will Yahweh, thy Yahweh, gather you, and from there will he fetch you. Verse 5, and Yahweh, your Yahweh, will bring you into the land which thy fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. Verse 6, and Yahweh, thy Yahweh, will circumcise thy mind and the mind of thy feet to love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all